Businesses uptown and around Charlotte saw sales drop during last week's protests over the shooting death of Keith Scott. But now that a citywide curfew has been lifted and the weekend is approaching, they're hoping for a rebound. WFAE's David Borax reports.
Violence during the first night of protests uptown last Wednesday left some hotels, stores, and restaurants, including those around the epicenter, with broken windows and other physical damage. But the week of protests also scared away customers, causing financial damage that most are still recovering from. Paul Manley owns Sea Level, a seafood restaurant on Fifth Street, where he says sales were down 70%.
We lost 5 days of business in an industry that's kind of a slim margin industry anyways. So economically, it's been pretty devastating for the hospitality industry in general uptown.
And it wasn't just uptown. From Thursday to last Sunday, the city imposed a midnight to 6 a.m. curfew throughout the city. Joe Kuhlman owns the Evening Muse, a music club in the Noda neighborhood 3 miles east of uptown.
I've been here for 15 years and I had my worst week last week.
Kuhlman isn't blaming the protests. In fact, he actually helped lead one in Noda Saturday night. He thinks city leaders overreached in declaring a curfew. Michael Smith, CEO of Charlotte Center City Partners, compared the protests to other business disruptions like hurricanes or snowstorms.
These are small business owners, often with not great working capital. So if you're off 80% of your sales forecast for 7 days in a row, that can close your business. That can require you to reduce staff significantly.
That's especially painful for restaurant servers, bartenders, and others who make most of their money on tips and often can't afford to miss a day's pay. Smith hopes that with the curfew and protests now in the past, diners and shoppers will return.
You're starting to see the customers coming back. It was really quiet on Tuesday night. Last night, you could feel the vibe starting to come back.
Business owners hope that vibe picks up this weekend. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.